Blake Shelton, Bear Country 95.3. Blake had a great line last night on The Voice. He gave Adam a little dig about him and his group Maroon 5. It's pretty cool. It's 7:50 right now, 45, and a bit of sunshine right now here in Greenfield. And I expect too much more sun today, a mostly cloudy day. Could get a shower late this afternoon with highs up around 64 today. Hey, Mick's here. Mick from Montague Webworks, and we've got a Montague Webworks website of the week. What's going on, Mick?
Hey, I think that we are in the World Series.
Who's we?
Oh, the Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan, but you know, when it gets to be this time of year, I get excited.
I'm a Zero fan.
You don't watch it at all?
No. I'm a Yankee fan, so why would I care about the Red? You knew that. Come on,
man.
Mick.
Man.
You act like you don't even know me, man.
Well, when I lived in New York, I was a Mets fan, not a Yankee fan. I could never get behind.
Oh, God, Mets. Don't even go there.
Yeah, well, I went there, and I left, and I came here.
But I understand that a lot of people like you, Red Sox in the World Series, everybody gets all amped up. They're watching the games now, and, you know, if they win, makes a lot of people happy. That makes me happy.
That's right. So I woke up this morning thinking, what am I going to do? And I realized, yes, tomorrow's the World Series. I'm not going to do a website about the World Series, but I wondered about this day in history. Sometimes when I can't think of something to do, I go, what happened this day in history that I could talk about?
Okay.
And so this day in history.
Yes.
In 19... what is it? I got it in front of me here. I just lost it. 1939.
1939.
The first TV NFL game, the Eagles versus the Dodgers, was broadcast.
No kidding.
So I found that out on a website called historyorb.com.
Yeah, you check out that website?
I checked out that website, historyorb.com.
What else did you find?
It's lists and lists and lists, as you would imagine, about things that have happened in history. And this one goes, I found several. There's a lot of them, but this one seems to be the most comprehensive, has the longest list. And this one goes back to the year 362.
Whoa, what was going on then?
The Temple of Apollo at Daphne outside of Antioch is destroyed in a mysterious fire.
Whoa.
That's a cold case. They're not going to be able to go back and figure that one out. But there's a lot of cool stuff in here. And you go through these lists and, you know, things that you remember in school or things that you may not have thought of important pop up. You're like, oh, I didn't even know that happened.
And, right.
And there's other, you know, trivia stuff that's kind of cool. And when you go down the list, sometimes there are anniversaries of it. Like here, in 1836, Sam Houston was inaugurated as the first elected president of the Republic of Texas. So that's before they came into the Union. That's when they were still a republic or whatever.
Such a history buff over there, Mick.
But you see later on, they erect a statue to him on this day in history.
Oh.
So, you know, you see things like that. And
right.
They explain. So that's pretty cool.
I'm surprised that the historyorb.com website didn't mention the first parachute.
It did.
And, descent
and
today.
If you go to Google, there's a little animated Google Doodle.
Yeah, pretty cool. I was talking about that earlier this morning. I mean, talking about somebody who had stones. This
yeah.
guy over here. 3,000 feet, Mick. That's where he jumped from. 3,000 feet hot air balloon.
So that's on the list here. It's going to take me a minute to find it. But yeah, he jumped from a hot air balloon.
Yep.
Way
3,000 feet.
That's pretty high.
Early 1800s. Okay, Mick from Montague Webworks. We talk about new websites, different websites that you should check out each Tuesday morning here at Bear Country 95.3. Mick's all about websites. That's what he does. That's his business, Montague Webworks, developing websites, creating websites for businesses and groups, communities here in our area. If you already have a website, he helps you make it better, make it faster.
That's right.
Makes it easier to manage.
Well, that's a funny thing that you should. 2 weeks ago, I was talking about a client. We just launched his website, and that was my 150th Rocket Fusion.
Oh, the Stone Dude.
The Stone Dude, right. So there was a guy listening,
yep.
A local guy who's also a Stone Dude, and he called me up as I was in the parking lot leaving the station because this is a live show. And he's
right.
Like, hey, I have a website, and I can't update it, and I need help. So now I'm doing his website.
Well, that's what. That's what we come across a lot now. People who actually have websites, but they're really hard to update. And the folks over at Montague Webworks, the folk right here, Mick, can help you out with that. And a reminder that Montague Webworks is also a part of our 30% off store online at the Bear website, bear953.com. You purchase gift certificates that you could use towards the services over at Montague Webworks, and you save 30% off those services. So essentially, you can get a new website created at a 30% discount and could save yourself some serious money. It's 7:55 right now, 45 in Greenfield.